Clinton McGrail Skinner, or Click Clack to his friends, was born a star.
He was born New Year's Day. He was the first to be born that year in 97. Yeah, he got to be on national TV, in the papers, and we worked it out. He was the first to be born in Australia that year.
His mum, Amanda Skinner, speaks proudly of her son's love of football, Aboriginal painting, his friends and girlfriend.
He started his sporting career with soccer, and as he got older, he changed codes and went to rugby league. Rugby league is where he started out with the South Rebels. The first year he played football with them, they won the grand final, and then he changed over to Grafton Coasts. Out of that, he's captained the Grafton Coast, I think, for three years straight. Apart from the weekend footy, we also put him into the state rep side, Taipans. He went through with them for 2 years. He also played with the Bulganaru boys for 2 years and come runners-up in the Aboriginal knockout grand final. He was always there for people. He'd do anything for them.
Clinton also had a strong work ethic and joked about his plans for the future.
Clinton completed his HSC at Grafton High, and one of his ambitions in life was to own his own hot dog stand. They get to say that at the formal, what they want to be in the future. And, yeah, he ended up gaining employment at the Charcoal Chicken. When he was doing year 11 and 12, he also done work placement. He worked with aged care for 2 years. Oh, he loved that job. He loved going out in the field to the clients. He worked with the men, the elderly men, yeah.
But shortly before his 18th birthday, Clinton began to experience depression.
And he was that upset. He lugged that anger with him all that time. He was going to parties, weekends, having silly little arguments with mates. He just didn't cope with depression. When I started cottoning on that he wasn't coping with stuff, I advised him he was going to live with his grandparents in Tasmania. Yeah, he agreed on it, but it didn't happen. Clinton committed suicide on the 27th of June, and he passed away. We've got there on the 29th of June. That's when me and his sisters turned the machine off.
Clinton had expressed his intention to friends and family several times. Amanda wants people to learn from her son's death by taking threats of suicide seriously.
No one took him serious. I didn't take him serious. The different friends said the same thing. They said because he kept saying it all the time, they didn't take him serious. He texted all his mates his last goodbyes.
She also urged young people to communicate with their families.
Anything bothering us, talk to your parents. Your parents are your first best friends you'll ever get in life. If you can't talk to them, talk to somebody.
Amanda is now working towards establishing a foundation in her son's honour to raise money for family accommodation near the Gold Coast Hospital where Clinton spent his final days.
When they transported Clinton to the Gold Coast Hospital, being such a brand new building and everything, they did not cater for the patients' families when they visited these patients. My mother and I slept in a small little waiting room on the floor. It's bad enough you go up there under the circumstances families go up there for, but they've still got to be allowed a bit of comfort.
She is also campaigning for funeral funds to remove clauses that prevent funding for death by suicide.
I'd been in the Aboriginal Funeral Fund since 96. When Clinton come along, he went straight on in my fund. I've been paying for all our funerals. But because it was a suicide, I weren't entitled to Clinton's fund. And that's an insult because they're still getting my money. These suicide policies need to be abolished, because mental health is an illness, and my son suffered with that.
And while those campaigns are helping Amanda to cope, she offered this advice to others who had lost a loved one to suicide.
Always surround yourself with loved ones, and don't blame yourself.